Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back onto this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, and today's question comes in from Hichu Meyer. Hichu is a member of our online community. If you'd like to join, all you need to do is head over to coachperry.com/join. Hichu is saying, recently I went running early in the morning, and while walking to warm up, the streetlight cast a clear shadow of his legs. He noticed that his left knee moves inwards a lot and the right knee remains perfectly straight. Knowing this while getting tired on the hills yesterday and the knee getting sore, he purposely kept the knee from going inwards by almost running on the outside of his foot. He said it worked and allowed him to carry on running. This is most likely the cause of my knee misery, he said. Can it be fixed, or does it, can it be fixed so that it doesn't need conscious management? Lindsay, form plays a big part in running and avoiding injuries.
Yeah, so look, it can definitely be fixed without the conscious control. I would have to see him run, to be sure where it's coming from. But very often that's coming from a weak glute issue. So when your glute is weak, your hip drops slightly, and then that pressure that's created from the twisting stress of your hip dropping then goes to your knee and your knee ducks inward. So normally the way to fix that particular problem is to improve glute strength, core strength, and quad strength, covering your three bases. And if you do make those glutes much stronger and you can drop that, you can stop that glute from dropping, then that should take it away without you having to consciously do it. Now, if you're running consciously on the outside of your foot, eventually that's going to cause some other kind of irritation and some other kind of injury. But maybe fine for the knee, it's going to cause a different problem. So the best way to do this is to actually get yourself into a gym and do some good glute, core, and quad strengthening exercises. And then that should assist in keeping that patella tracking nicely in a good line.
Brilliant stuff, Hichu. Thank you very much for that question. And don't forget, once again, if you'd like to get your question answered, all you need to do is head over to coachperry.com. Hichu asked that in the private VIP Facebook group, and all you have to do is go to coachperry.com/join if you'd like to be part of it. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.